Hi, this is your teammate, Greg, after getting back from a couple weeks in California and another 3 weeks in Oregon. I got back a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to give you a little update and also give a chance for our new social media minister, Abby, from Eugene, Oregon, part of the Kingdom Coffee family, to get a chance to do some editing and some sending before my next big trip soon. So Janice, who has been very nice to continue doing this stuff for me, is stepping away into the next step the Lord wants her to take and has volunteered to do anything that she can help with Abby. But we are so appreciative that Abby's come on board. Very happy to have a young heart and young mind coming in to the team. I'm sure she's going to add all kinds of stuff to our social media stuff like Facebook and Instagram that we haven't been really focusing on too much, but they made sure to point that out to me in Argentina. They were really surprised that a ministry they perceived was as big as ours didn't have that kind of stuff going. So Abby's going to help us up our game in that area and other areas. I flew into Redding, California on the 14th of May and met Brian Erickson, who I was led to via a dream clear back in September 2021. The real short version of the dream is I was driving on this highway over the water through Lake Shasta. His company is called Highway Financial Networks, and their symbol that he uses, Lake Shasta and Shasta Dam. So he's been building up this biblical storehouse model that I've spoken about for many years, but don't have the expertise, the anointing that he has to do all this stuff. And he's put a team together in Redding, California, consisting of some really special people, very accomplished people, technical people, experienced people, called people, and most of all, dedicated to the service of the King people. In Redding, I had the pleasure of meeting some amazing leaders and seeing how the Lord's really placed more and more people on this team, creating this overall thing that we call a community storehouse. This community storehouse is going to be managed by apostolic and prophetic people, really listening to the voice of God to know where to direct resources. So there's all kinds of storehouses, and we all have our own financial storehouses, but this is what we believe is a very biblically based storehouse system that's going to encourage the church to work together more and more as one and boost the resources for pastors, but all ministers in the body of Christ, as well as supporting God-ordained projects in communities. As we know from the Bible, the more we get in God's order, the more prosperous things are. So we believe we're getting more and more in God's order with this. It's just another part of the reform that God's leading us to get to that's going to help us all assist in building the kingdom. I traveled with Brian in his vehicle up to Oregon at the end of May, and he spent time with me in Kai's Grove there for about 5 days and met many people there, shared what he's been doing, and they shared what's been happening in Kai's Grove, how they're building a all-community, all-city-based church environment, all with many specialties, but all networked together as one big body in Christ. Then Brian drove back to California, and I continued in Kai's Grove for few days, and we had a great annual AMI board meeting. Then our great hosts, Dan Bousted and his wife Heather, then took me up to the Eugene Springfield area, where I spent most time over the next little more than 2 weeks meeting with several people up there, especially people that I've worked with on different little projects and staying with longtime friends while I was there. Overall, I'd say it was a very productive trip, and we're getting especially to see the much greater manifestation of this community storehouse concept combined with a fivefold ministry across the community concept. I'm just really pleased that I got to live to see the day when all these things are starting to get put in place, which is all part of the Lord's big, big reform of the church that's going to draw it more and more together and especially make it more and more powerful. The two of those really go together. At the same time that I was coming into Oregon, the prophecy was released by someone known to be pretty reputable from the East Coast, stating that Salem, Oregon would be the spark of a great awakening revival that's going to be happening on the West Coast. I believe it's already starting to happen. But that was amazing news, and I believe that the Lord's been using people even associated with this ministry in Salem area to plant some seeds that's going to lead to Salem and Oregon in general being used used as a ignition point for things not only happening on the West Coast, but across the nation. I went up to the Capitol with a group of people to pray for the Oregon government leaders and the Lane County state representative while I was up there. So keep Oregon, California, and Washington in your prayers. Some of the biggest lost causes are where God gets the most glory, when things turn around abruptly. I'll be in Phoenix for the next month as I download from the last trip and prepare for the next trip, which I believe may be into Argentina again during the latter part of July. Thank you all for supporting me in prayer and resources and other assistance. I couldn't do this at all without you and all your help. Have a wonderful 250th Independence Day celebration. We are all so blessed to have lived our lives in these United States of America.